This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from IANS, we've got a love story that spans the universes, and that's coming up with a physician, Alex Doman. Check it out. We'll be there. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Right now, though, we're opening the hour with Angie Benamor, international best-selling author, transforming the world one voice at a time. But that's not your name of your book.
No, it's Beyond the Darkness.
Oh yeah. Now, this is a different kind of NDE story, isn't it?
Yes,
because
it is.
A lot of the folks we've talked to have had involuntary NDEs. They didn't know something happened. They were out of their body. And
exactly.
Then they came back. Yours is more of a traumatic story because suicide was involved.
Right. Yeah. Right. I had a rather traumatic childhood. Mm-hmm. And, thought I was going to get married and everything was going to be great. And I kind of went off the deep end when I was turning 27 years old. And felt like I was doing my children a favor. I had a boy, 5, and a boy, 2 years old at the time. And I went off to get milk and didn't come back for 24 hours. And when I walked in the door and they were all kneeling in prayer, I just decided that I was done. I was done. I had gone through the cyclical depression that had lasted for a few years, and nobody could really help me. I'd sought help for it, and so I decided I was going to slip my wrists and swallow everything in the medicine cabinet.
Oh my gosh! Now there's obviously a lot of concerns, whether it be from Orthodox religious viewpoints or others that say, listen, suicide is like this cardinal sin concept, right? You're going to go straight to hell or something like that. But your story is in that realm. It isn't, like I said, I saw the angels and I was saved from that. You did come back from it, which is an unusual part of this story, of course. Tell us what can be communicated about this.
Well, so, the first thing that happened for me is I went through my life review. And what's really extraordinary about that was that I saw everything from every point of view, everybody's point of view. And so all the things that took me to a place where I would take my life, I got to see, like, my mother loved me, my mother wanted me. And so even going into the near-death experience, because I had the life review first, I had a different mindset, from the beginning of it. So I was surrounded by darkness.
Wow.
And I was lined up with a bunch of teenagers that I knew had taken their lives. And then I was taken from them. They were left standing there, and I was taken to a plane, like a beltway, out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by darkness, filled with people who were just like mumbling to themselves and stuck in a moment. And I knew they'd all killed themselves. But it was my own thoughts. Like, I had a belief in a Christ. I had a belief in God. And so I had a thought about a man that was there, that maybe he was Judas Iscariot, which brought the next piece of the near-death experience, which was, saw this pinpoint of light out in the distance. And it traveled to me at tremendous speed. And I knew this to be my father. And I heard his voice at the same time, and it just shook the universe, without being loud. And all this darkness around me started vibrating. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is God. And he just said, "Is this what you really want?" So I had never considered that it was a choice. I just felt like my life, this was the way it was going to go. So I responded my life is unfair. You know, my life is so hard. And he said, you think it's hard now? You can't skip over parts. Just all of these things. And then there was a being next to him. And I could see the just pinpricks of light coming through the darkness. And he said, don't you understand, I did this for you. And I saw from multiple points of view at that time. I could see myself in the darkness. I was in the darkness, but I was also behind them, and I watched this energetic exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And like God the Father saying, she doesn't understand. And then I was in Christ's body, experiencing him in the Garden of Gethsemane, experiencing my life.
Holy
like living
holy.
My life.
This is wild.
Right?
Now, I've heard it said that God loves us enough to allow us to have some pretty horrendous experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need them, apparently. We need mm-hmm. to learn something. It had to be learned that you know, went through this darkness. And you know, you even said one of the perspectives was she doesn't understand what's going on.
Right.
And that's a lot of the problem with
right.
people that commit suicide. They're so lost.
Okay, so they're so isolated is what it is.
Isolation.
So isolated. So unconnected to their value, number one,
mm-hmm.
right? That they matter, that they're important. Like, one of the stunning things for me is that I was valuable enough that I called God's attention. Like, he was there for me. I would have never imagined that I was important enough
mm-hmm.
that he would, like...
But is it a lack of, you know, I always talk about vitamin L, love, right?
Yeah.
And that people don't feel love. Somehow they've been disconnected from that flow of source,
okay,
that
so,
love.
Okay, but it's this... Here's how it works. We have it backwards, right? Mm-hmm. We're consumers. We take in food. We take in, we, you know, and then we dump is what we do. But it's really the opposite. You cannot fill a vessel without emptying it first.
Mm-hmm.
So what I came back with was just very clear service is the balm of Gilead. And I know that sounds simple. And I know that there are a lot of antidepressants out there. And I know there's a whole lot mm-hmm. out there for people suffering from depression, like I did at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I am telling you, like, one of those ingredients is you must also heal the spirit, right? You must give in order to receive. So you give love, and then it comes back through.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard this, and I've tried to live my life like that, that to give service, it just it fills me up with love.
Yes.
I mean, it's like you think you're doing it for somebody else. It's like... You end up saying, no, this is actually for me.
Right.
I feel so awesome when I serve others in this
yes.
way and come from a place of love. Then you're right. Your cup is constantly being filled up because you're allowing it to flow through
mm-hmm.
out to the world
mm-hmm.
to those in need. And,
right.
and, you know, for those who are depressed and angry and frustrated, oftentimes they're not giving service. And that may be
no,
the feeling.
No, they're not. They're becoming isolated and, you know, sedentary.
Mm.
It's like a body of water dies. And everything in it dies if there's no inlet and outlet. This is like the pattern for all things.
Mm-hmm.
In like air currents, even money, we call it currency. If it is not flowing, it mm-hmm. dies. Blood must move through our bodies. We must breathe in and out, or there is death,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And it is
movement
the same
is
thing
life.
Spiritual. Yeah, so it's service. It is you must give in order to receive so that you are creating this spiritual flow of energy.
What a powerful life lesson, but what a difficult way to learn it, right?
Oh, yeah, you know, there's that conversation that it was a negative experience. It absolutely was not.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this place that was filled with darkness, and I really got loud and clear that I matter, that my life matters. That it's like the way it was shown to me was like, if you blow one dandelion, especially if you live in someplace like the Northwest. Okay. The whole yard is populated with dandelions in a week. The whole
yeah.
street in another week. One dandelion has the power to populate the globe. A smile has the power to, like, spread throughout mm. the world and impact people years from now that you don't even know.
Yeah. You have so much to teach from an experience that I think most people would say, I'd rather not have one of those. So perhaps that's another gift that you're giving in that you not only had the experience, but you're out there sharing it. You've written about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this, you know, we have that freedom. Sometimes we're stubborn and we have to learn what we call the hard way. We have
mm-hmm.
to go through it. But I think we've been granted this freedom to learn from others, too, that we can look at somebody's
yeah.
experience and go, you know what? I get that. I don't think I want that. And you know,
exactly. Every branch leads to the top of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every pathway, no matter, you know, you take a twist here or a turn there
mm-hmm.
and you still wind up at the top of the tree. There are no choices that don't serve you eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
It's absolutely incredible. Again, the idea that, though, you're condemned for eternity. Can you talk to
wow.
that?
Wow. Okay. Well, right. time is not time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a function of the rotation of the planets. We measure time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a moment is an eternity. When we create something energetically, especially like if we speak it, we have created a physical creation. That exists as its own creation. And we're the ones that line them up in this linear fashion
mm-hmm.
because we watch the sunrise and set and we get a day older every time that happens, right? But really, everything is just created
mm-hmm.
and is. And so you can access anything at any time if you are not stuck in time, you
mm-hmm.
know, like God is not stuck in time. That's what has him be omniscient, you
right.
know.
Right, yeah, omnipresent and all. But,
mm-hmm.
but what is your sense of those who went deeper than you did that didn't make it back? Is there a way out for them one day? Because there are
it's
people that have lost loved ones to
exactly. To We're the ones looking at it like time.
Okay.
And it's really like this. It is not punishment. It is not, oh, bad you. You did this horrible thing. You broke a law of the universe. You go there. Not like that at all. It's an opportunity to experience your impact in other people's lives. That is it. And once you have compassion, up and out of there. Done with that. And I would also say that, that's where I went. I don't know where other people go.
Sure.
And I did leave a line of teenagers standing there. They didn't go where I went. So it doesn't mean you're going to that place. You're going to have an absolutely, you know, catered, perfect experience for you.
The one that's designed for you, right?
Exactly.
I know everybody tries to globalize or generalize these experiences, and even the NDEs, even though there's similarities, everybody's is quite unique,
mm-hmm.
and it's fascinating to me. But again, the message I keep getting back from all of them is love, and you added the word
absolutely.
Service.
Absolutely.
And that service allows for the love to flow.
Exactly. It is the thing that we are here to do.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a message I can't get enough of and can't give enough out, but we continue to try, right? It's a beautiful thing. Angie Fenimore, angiefenimore.com, F-E-N-I-M-O-R-E. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you have a writing project that looks like you also are a writing coach,
oh,
you have
yes,
something called Calliope
writing
coach.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know how long it took me to finally get my words out on a book? It's not an easy task. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If there's another message for folks out there, again, your experience is so unique. It's just so important that you're communicating. I'm glad that we're here and connected
yeah.
here. So other messages that are really before we have to take a break here.
I would say if you are suffering from depression, get out in the sunlight, wear
beautiful.
Bright colors,
mm-hmm.
connect with other people. Do not be alone and communicate. And you talk to people until somebody will listen to you. And if you're with somebody who's depressed, if there's somebody in your life who's depressed, you hold their hand. You embrace them.
Listen.
You don't let go.
Beautiful message, Angie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We got a love
Thank
story
so
coming
much.
Up. I'm so glad we connected. We'll talk again.
Perfect.
The Robert Scott.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at IANS here in Orlando for the International Association for Near-Death Studies, and I've met another doctor, of all things, a doctor, Alex Doman. And you're up in the Atlanta area, is that right?
Yes, I live in Atlanta. My office is in a suburb of Atlanta.
So do you, you know, we make jokes about this thing. Obviously, we have to be light about it, but, I mean, as a doctor, they don't typically train you in near-death experiences, and it's like a thing that you get shunned if you talk about it openly. So you're here talking about it.
I have the advantage of being in private practice. I'm in solo practice as an orthopedic surgeon.
Wow.
And I have the advantage of not being worried about being shunned by my partners.
Okay.
Because I don't have a partner.
Okay.
I've been in private practice more than 20 years.
Well, it's nice to be your own boss, right?
I am my own boss, yeah. And I'm not ashamed or embarrassed of what I speak about.
Beautiful. Well, obviously you've got some experiences to share I want to get to, but your background as a physician, how do you get into near-death experiences? Did you have an NDE, or how did this happen?
Well, the background is I'm just a traditionally trained medical doctor. I went to medical school at University of Cincinnati, did my orthopedic surgery training at the Mayo Clinic, Henry Ford Hospital, and I've been in practice for orthopedic surgery more than 20 years. None of this training prepared me for what I experienced. There is no training that's involved, and it is more than that. There's nothing in medicine that even alludes to what I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing you can do. I was blessed with an experience that I don't believe would not have happened had I not had the relationship I did with an incredible woman that I fell in love with in college. And we were so in love, it's what some people call twin souls.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship that did end temporarily until we have gotten back together, in essence, from heaven. She died tragically in a car accident in 1984.
Oh, my.
And we were together as boyfriend-girlfriend in the deepest way between 1976 and 1978.
So you've reunited even, you're here in the physical body. She's not, as far as we know, in the physical body right now, but you've connected on a deep level, on another level.
Very, very much so, and we've reconnected, and her presence is felt always.
Well, I've done a lot of NDE interviews now for folks here at IANS and prior to that, and they're all saying about the reality of the connection between people who have moved on, souls that have moved on, and that it's become, I won't say commonplace, but it's like, well, this is what's supposed to be able to happen. You should be able to connect with folks. Is that your sense?
We certainly should, and we certainly can. And my my experience is not just that we can, but we can connect in a more real way than we have in when we were together in physical forms, mm-hmm. because you're not encumbered with the physical body. You're not encumbered with preconceptions
okay.
of how one's supposed to be. You're free to be with each other in the state of love.
Yes. Well, listen, people leave us, in a sense, because we're left in this physical body, and we're wondering, you know, how do we connect? Because it is. I don't think they're bummed out totally. I mean, I think they're in a blissful place, and we're the ones left here going, gee, what do you have to go for, right? And there are a lot of folks that have been in a position that have lost loved ones, even deep relationships like you're describing. For you to reconnect like this, I think that could be a very heartwarming thing that people could realize that could happen for them too, perhaps.
Absolutely. I mean, in my case, it happened as a result of a near-death-like experience. That okay. is an experience where I did not enter physical death, but I might as well have entered physical death, because it was as profound as if I had died. And that experience was precipitated by my beloved Susan, who died in 1984 in a car accident.
So she, you think she initiated some kind of connection there?
I don't. It's not only do I think, I know.
Okay. For
it's an absolute fact that she precipitated this, she organized it, and she enlisted the help of her sister and the girl that had introduced Susan and I on a blind date.
Oh, my.
To make it all happen.
All right, good news, folks. You don't have to have an actual NDE. It could be an NDE-like experience to reconnect you. We're going to learn more from Dr. Alex Doman about this experience, and perhaps maybe how others can have that as well, if that's what you desire. All right, folks, stick around. We're at IANS, Robert ScottBell.com for all of the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tell you, I'm genuinely excited with all the experiences are being shared here, and I've got Dr. Alex Doman, orthopedic surgeon. I mean, you know, look, I break a bone, I need to put back in place, but no, I'm coming to you for some relationship stuff now, right? How do we connect with our loved ones? And Dr. Doman has an incredible story of connecting with his, I, for lack of a better way to say it, soulmate kind of, people get that kind of concept. You're the love of your life or lifetimes. She's passed on in the physical body, but yet you're about to be reconnected. You mentioned the sister, all these people connecting and helping this to happen. Where are we going with this? This is I can't wait.
Yeah, it's look. This is a When you understand this story, you will understand how interconnected we all are. Nothing happens without a reason. We are all connected. It goes as simply as follows. My beloved Susan died in 1984 in a tragic car accident. I moved on with my life. I married a beautiful woman that I'm deeply in love with named Laura. And everything was fine except that I was a little irritable at work. I had some doubts about my profession and whether I wanted to be in continued private practice. I was a little unhappy and irritable at home. I was kind of a bear to be around from my mother, from my wife's standpoint, and my children. They said that he was irritable. And then I got the setup from Susan. My wife, Laura, put a prayer out to the universe to say, I want my old Alex back. And then she, this communication was picked up by Susan. And I got an email out of the blue from Susan's sister named Sharon. And Sharon sent me an email. She's saying, you wouldn't believe what happened. My son was going for back surgery, and the anesthesiologist came in the room and said, what's your last name, Feigenbaum? And he says, oh my gosh, who is Susan Feigenbaum, to this young man who's only 22 years old? And she said, oh, she was my aunt. And she said, well, your aunt went out with my ex-husband, and your aunt's roommate ended up marrying my husband. So then Susan's sister, Sharon, sent me this email, and caused me to contact Susan's roommate and find out what was going on. And then I realized, oh my gosh, Susan's roommate had introduced Susan and I on the blind date in college in 1976.
This is wild. Now, is your wife, current wife, know about, I mean, was she concerned you're going to connect with the, former love of your life who passed away? I mean, she prayed on this, obviously. This is
Yes, she organized this unwittingly and unconsciously.
Okay.
And so, one, she was the very happy recipient of this encounter.
Yeah.
And when I finished the story of ultimately what led to the near-death experience, my wife Laura explained her connection to Susan.
Oh, okay.
So the result, when I connected with Sherry, yeah, who was Susan's roommate, mm-hmm, who knew Susan and me individually, she said to me in college, "You have to meet my roommate." So she set me up on a blind date with Susan, mm-hmm, and we fell in love the moment that we met, and we were never apart for the more than 2 years that we were together.
Mm-hmm.
I connected with Sherry, her roommate.
Yeah.
Her roommate sent this incredible email, very mystical email, and followed up with another mystical email. And in the last sentence of the second mystical email, Sherry wrote, "That which we hold in our heart and souls never dies."
Hmm. That which we hold in our hearts and souls never dies.
Never dies. I was in my office seeing patients that day of July 19, 2012. I read this and I was sort of propelled into another world of the rest of that day, in which I continued to see patients, but I was distracted. My mind was not on the patients. I went through the actions of seeing patients, but I was in a different plane. I didn't even know where I was, kind of honestly, but I continued to superficially take care of patients. I then entered my car at the end of the day, and fortunately the radio was not turned on that I usually listen to, and instead I started crying. And the tears just continued to fall down my face as I was driving home. And what was I thinking about? I wasn't thinking. I was being loved.
Love was coming through. Now, did you know where it was coming from?
All I had was images of Susan,
okay,
feelings of Susan's presence, and being surrounded in love, such that as I was driving home, I was aware that I was driving, but I was aware that there were cars around me, but I was only being loved. Mm-hmm. And so I was barely able to drive, but I was able to drive. Mm. Otherwise, the only thing that existed was love. I got off the highway after a 25-minute commute. And there was it was a rush hour. There's about a 10-minute traffic light.
If you're in Atlanta, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yes. And to be exact, it's a North Side Drive off of Highway 75.
Yep.
And then the love reached a crescendo, and in front of me was the windshield and the cars and so forth, but all disappeared into a golden light.
Mm.
And my eyes were open, but all I saw was a golden light, and into that golden light I disappeared. Mm. There was a shell of a person that would have driven the car.
Yeah, I was thinking not great for conscious driving, but something was taken over at this point.
I was a physical shell drove the car.
Mm.
But I was no longer on this plane,
right?
And I disappeared into this golden light, and I was in this space. There was no dimension, there was no time. There was Susan, but there was not a physical Susan. There was Susan's voice.
Uh-huh.
And she was from Boston. She had a very strong Boston accent, and
yeah,
it was Susan's original Boston voice.
Uh-huh.
Said to me over and over and over, "I love you. I love you always. And I give you Laura." My wife. Laura.
Whoa.
Laura's my wife.
Yeah, yeah, I give you Laura. I was just going to ask you, I don't mean to jump ahead, but when you got home, what are the wife and kids saying at this point when they see you?
Well, I will just say that in this was not a lengthy conversation,
yeah,
right? But this went on in an echo, because I echoed, "I
yeah,
love you, I love you always."
Mm-hmm.
She echoed, I love you always." And interspersed was, "I give you Laura." This was, there was the joy of being home, and home is this higher space, was of indescribable joy that there are no words that can possibly express.
Mm-hmm.
The depth of this reunion. The best I can describe is if a mother or a father lost a child when it was kidnapped for 20 years, and the child knocked on the door and greeted
a reunion like extraordinary.
And yeah, if you multiplied that reunion by a million.
Yeah, I feel it.
And then a million beyond a million.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't even come close to the indescribable joy.
Now, it's got to be palpable for your family, because even though it's a unique experience for you, I imagine you're just exuding this light and love from this experience.
Briefly, apparently it went on for about 8 minutes, because that's how long the traffic light was. My eyes opened, the car turned, I woke up, I got home in 5 minutes, I turned off the engine, I said to myself, "My life will never be the same." I opened the door. My son saw me from 25 feet away and exclaimed loudly, "What happened to Daddy? Did Daddy just retire?" Because, you know, he saw a different person walked in the door. I kissed my wife on the cheek, and I telepathically said to Laura, "I'm home." And I certainly was home. And when I described what happened to Laura, Laura said, "Oh my gosh, I made a prayer to the universe that I want my old Alex back." And so I must have picked up on that, because I told Laura telepathically, "I'm home." And I told Laura about Susan. And my wife, Laura, said, "Oh my God, when I was a child growing up, as a young child, every doll I had, I named Susan and variants of Susan, but the doll that I slept with every night growing up, all throughout childhood, was Susan, and my parents named me Sue for no reason at all."
Oh my. Yeah, this is an extraordinary love story. This is a love story beyond the ages, all in one span of a short, brief time. Now, how has your life transformed since this?
My life was flipped 180 degrees. I now see my beloved Laura as a gift. gift from Susan, a gift from God, and there is nothing my wife can do wrong because she is a gift. She was gifted to me.
Right.
So how can you argue with someone who you see as a gift from God, a gift from Susan, and my beloved Susan is one with God? And so there's no room for having an argument. Our relationship is perfect.
And Laura got her Alex back. That's what she prayed for.
She did. She wasn't sure how long I would be back. She said, well, let me see if this lasts for 6 months.
Yes.
And we've now just passed the 4-year anniversary of getting the old Alex back.
Wow, this is beautiful. Well, Dr. Alex Doman, I'm grateful for the love story that you shared with us. And we have a minute left before I got to take a break, but I also want to let folks know we're going to do a video. It'll be connected, attached through the show notes. You'll see it in the social networks. Because, Alex, what are you going to show in that video?
I have communications from heaven from Susan, where Susan has sent me drawings from heaven, precipitated drawings from heaven onto photographs of herself and a photograph of she and me together, where she has drawn images from heaven and put them on of the photograph spontaneously many, many times.
So we're going to get that on video. If you haven't already seen it, it's connected here. And again, you never know the adventures you have when you go out to something like the IANS conference. I encourage you, if your heart is being drawn to it, be courageous enough to step out and do that. Talk to someone, ask questions. And I'm sure you've got the most interesting orthopedic practice ever now since this happened. So
I'm very happy now.
Yeah, I can see it. He's glowing. All right, Dr. Alex Doman, thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, check it out. In the show notes, there's a video link you can watch in addition to the love story he just shared with us all. RobertScottBell.com is the link. And Dr. Doman, thank you so much. So nice to connect.
It's nice to be here.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show. Man, I have been on a journey, Super Don.
Yes.
This show feels like I've gone to the Tibetan Himalaya or whatever, or Timbuktu and back, and this whole journey to IANS has been like that. It's like taking an area where we occasionally talk about and really immersing myself in it, and I feel good about it. But boy, when you do these events, you get a little tired.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. I mean, it's fascinating, the topic. And like you said, it's not something that we normally go into, but very thought-provoking,
Yeah.
And interesting to see how people have had different experiences yet similar.
Yeah, and in this hour, Angie Fenimore talking about a suicide NDE, that's a whole different realm. And I think the passion for love and service, again, still came through at her. She says, the way to get out of depression is to give love, because that's the only way you can get love. And, we've heard that before, but what a great experience, an intense one to get there. And also the love story from Alex Doman. By the way, we try to do a video, so if it'll be posted, we'll try to link it. But Alex is, very impassioned to show you visually some pictures that he wants everybody to see. But regardless, his story is so extraordinary. And we have him, I believe, linked up to his Facebook page as well. So that was great. Now, on to the United States Health Freedom Congress. That's very much grounded in what's going on here, right? And so I'm glad I'll be kind of taken from this intense near-death experience state, and now we got to put that into motion in a practical way.
Right. Excellent. So we're winding down to a close. Let me just ask you, what is the one event, the one story that probably stands out the most for you that in the whole deal that you just went through here?
The one story, gosh,
had the most impact on you.
That's you always ask the hard questions, Super Don.
Sorry.
No, I know, and it's like there were so many impactful interactions and meetings. I think just because it's so fresh now to have the angle that Angie just brought this hour about a suicide issue, because, you know, a lot of people out there that have lost loved ones to suicide think they're condemned to hell or purgatory forever and ever and ever. And she was there because of her suicide, and she got out. And I think that is a really powerful, hopeful, loving message for folks that are really hurting because of that. And also the message, you know, with depression being, and I've heard this and I've even said it over the years, that depression is a lack of service. It's that love that's not flowing in because you forgot to serve. So that was a very powerful message. So I can't say that's the only thing. So there's so much I could just kind of rattle off, and we'd be overtime, you know, we'd be overtime big time.
Yeah. I'm just fascinated because, like you said, this is just, it's a whole different angle, you know, that we haven't explored much. And I think it's really cool that you did this. I think it brings some really cool information to the show that we haven't covered before.
And I like the idea of mainstreaming this kind of discussion, right? We've talked and we've joked about, you know, the overnight AM shows, like that they do Bigfoot and UFOs. And I said, you know, hey, I can hang with them. I can talk about this stuff. But, you know, for me, if I'm going to talk about things like this, like the NDE, there's got to be a practical application. For me, it's not just about, oh, wasn't that cool? Did you hear that story, the phenomenal thing that happened? I'm like, no, I want to know what you did with it, what others can do with it, just like in the healing realm. So for me, I was so glad that everybody that I've talked to was really game for going there with this information. And I know some of the overnight listeners, if we have any, they're more into the phenomenon than they are into the practicality of it. And I don't want to overgeneralize, but again, that's my way of doing this, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it too.
Yeah. Plus, we got to finally hear about your NDE.
That's right. More fully fleshed out. And if anybody has questions or comments or wants to share theirs, this is a safe place to do it. If you feel so moved, robertscottbell.com. You can call me 866-939-BELL 24/7. Leave a message or when we're on the air. Remember the National Health U.S. Health Freedom Congress coming up, the Constitution class with Michael Badnarik, Lakeside Inn. We really will be blessed with you guys and gals that want to come and join us. The American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th through 28th. Cancer Prevention Convention, September 11th, Ann Arbor. Homeoprophylaxis in St. Pete, October 7th through 9th. The Truth About Cancer, the symposium, October 14th through the 16th. So with that, we're just about a wrap. I will, again, we'll be reporting live from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, St. Olaf College, and that's the Twin Cities area. And we'll have Dr. Bitar on as well. He'll just join us for some health freedom while I'm there. And so I'm just looking forward to those.
All right. Well, here we go. Beginning of another week.
Yeah. So thanks all for being here. And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.